You're listening to Real World News.
International delegations share their experience in Jalambonhoch. There is a lot to learn in Jalambonhoch, the rural community of Guatemala, where the sixth week of biological and cultural diversity is taking place. The Maya indigenous people has lived in that region for 25 centuries. It has become a symbol of resistance when the Spanish arrived in the 16th century, and it paid the consequences of land destruction in the country in the 80s. The atrocities suffered by Jalambonhoch and San Francisco communities during the military dictatorship were later reflected in the Danish film Daughter of the Puma. One of the most recent struggles of these communities has been the rejection to the privatization of Lagoon Yolnabaj, also known as Laguna Brava, which despite attempts to sell it to foreigners, it remains being community territory. The foreign participants of the 6 week of biological and cultural diversity will be able to learn about this. In the opening act, activists from Portugal, France, Belgium, Spain, Italy, Sweden, Germany, and Colombia went on the stage to share their testimonies.
You're listening to Real World News.